With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
With the host that's considered the L. Ron Hubbard of radio.
I am the host in the morning. I am the guest in the afternoon.
Yes. I look over and he's bent over, winding up his hose.
Excuse me, sir, but your moose knuckle is in the salsa.
Oh, is that brisket? Nope, Byers.
Captain Light Switch Lyndon Byers with sports.
I try and bring the C-plus game.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes, traffic.
It's non sequitur time.
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien.
Want to know B's story?
Nope.
Nancy Know-It-All newswoman Danielle.
I love frequent sex. Like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone.
Oh, my God. I had the biggest lady boner on the planet.
Danielle, yes. I'll be back. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so big.
And the angriest nerd in the galaxy, Mark Shue. Mike Shue.
I also love watching paint dry.
I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos.
Is that cred?
Yeah, the street cred.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Who's checking these people? I mean, nobody knows anything, and you can't talk to them.
You are the only morning show to listen to in the Boston market.
Is it 10 yet?
Save it for the book.
Today, after going to Foxborough for the big game for 8 minutes.
That late night tailgate, well, ripping it till 2 a.m. at the camper.
He was in P10 all night, LB.
I'm a diehard, so we know how to do it. We know how to be at Gillette Stadium all night long into the wee hours of the morning, and then we know how to roll right in here. But pretty good game last night, and I'll tell you something. The weather was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Great night for football. Great night for the return of my second best friend on the New England Patriots.
Empty backfield on 1st and 10 from the 25. Brady out of the gun. Brady takes the snap, zips it over the middle, caught by Edelman. They get him involved right away. A 9-yard pickup hit by Anthony Walker, the inside linebacker, and the fans are happy to have Edelman back.
Did you hear me in the background?
I heard
Bob's.
You.
Bob's.
Yeah, Bob's. So I ended up getting out of there right at halftime after I enjoyed a couple delicious soft chicken tacos because I believe yesterday was National Taco Day or was that Thursday?
Yesterday was Thursday.
Yeah. So
wake up,
guys. So I went a couple delicious soft chicken tacos up there in the club area, and I made my way home. I was home by like 11 o'clock. I got dragged into another Twitter war. I'm
during the game or after?
During.
Guy, come on. What kind of fan are you?
I got people insulting, people insulting my foundation because I disagree with them politically, and I can't resist. But I am going to over the weekend. I think I'm going to remain Twitter free.
Okay.
Just an alert that I'm going to stay off
ceasefire.
I got a ceasefire. I'm declaring a ceasefire in the Twitter strip for the weekend. So, but we have a lot going on this morning. LB will wrap up the rest of the sports coming up in about an hour. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, then you could do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. Or if it is more convenient for you to text your comment in our direction, you could do so on the text line, which is 97107. And it's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the mid-50s today. Actually, the temperature is dropping from where it is now.
Uh-huh.
So it's 58 right now. It will be in the mid-50s later on today, but the day is going to be nice and sunny and bright and a beautiful start to the weekend. On the show this morning, at 7, we'll have the first $1,000 hauler of the day. So I'll give you a code word. You text it in to win $1,000 cash. And then at 7:20, I mentioned this yesterday a couple times, but because I am a true crime addict,
yes,
we have been approached by the fine people at NBC Universal, and they are working on an untitled crime documentary on the Smiley Face Killer. And of course, we have spoken many times on this show about Smiley Face Killer or killers. And the retired detective, one of the two retired New York City police detectives who came up with that theory, Kevin Gannon, will be in the studio with us at 7:20.
Nice.
And we're going to talk all things Smiley Face. And if perhaps you've missed us discussing it, or you don't know what it's about, it's really about a large group of younger men in their 20s who are seemingly okay, maybe intoxicated at a bar or at an event. They go missing, and their bodies suddenly turn up in a body of water like the Charles River.
Yes.
Or thereabouts. And so at 7:20, Kevin Gannon will be in here, and we're going to talk a little bit of true crime when it comes to the Smiley Face Killer. And then at 7:50 this morning, it will be LB's greatest moments of the week. This is on this on this show on Fridays, it is our GO2 segment. All right, so we're going to go to... We got the go-to GO2 segment coming up at 7:50 this morning. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. And the Hillmail voicemail message number is 779-5463. There we go. Sorry.
So many numbers.
Listen, I got to tell you something. For the fact that I got home at 11. I had to do show prep. I think I sound pretty good for 4 hours sleep.
I'll give you credit.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to screw up the numbers or something like that. And
that's fine.
These kind of things happen.
It's all good.
Let's see. Here is a text asking LB if he can clarify if because of the win last night, you get the 87 cent Dunkin' Donuts coffee today.
No, they're not doing that promotion.
They're not doing that?
No.
What about an 11-cent donut for Bubs?
Oh.
That would be pretty cool.
You know how many I could roll through if they were doing that?
I'd do 11-cent hash browns. You know how they do 50-cent wings?
Yeah.
I'd be psyched if they did 11-cent hash browns. They'd be like, you know the whole brown bag that's like 3 pounds? Can you just double toast all of them? Thanks.
Quick question.
Yes.
When it comes to the quick serve space in restaurants.
Yes.
Who do you think has the very best hash browns? I'm assuming you say Dunkin' Donuts because you just said that.
McDonald's.
McDonald's are excellent too.
Well, it's the hash brown patty.
It's the full patty thing.
Yeah,
and
it
lasts you for... Yeah. Well, it doesn't last me for very long, but it should last you. It should last for a long
time. Does it make it to the car?
Rarely. Never makes it home.
I think when it comes to legendary breakfast combos of that nature, the Egg McMuffin and hash browns should be enshrined in the Breakfast Hall of Fame.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
There should be a quick serve Hall of Fame.
There should be a quick serve Hall of Fame.
Like, I think like we should get working
like
on
a fast food hall of What would you put in the fast food Hall of Fame? Whopper,
yeah. Mac sauce,
Big Mac, Mac sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, would you put the whole Big Mac or just Mac sauce?
Both.
Yeah.
They would be inducted different years.
Yeah. What about when it comes to the taco variety? Like, what is there anything that you think is legendary from Taco Bell or something that should
double crunch wrap?
Double, so good.
The Doritos Locos. Seven layer burrito. That used to be my go-to.
I think you'd have
the day.
You'd have to put the Brazier burger in there.
The Brazier?
The Brazier. And probably you'd have to put the Blizzard in there too from DQ.
Yeah. Well, and then you got the malt from Wendy's.
The Fribble
from Friendly's. Wendy's, albeit's talking about the Fribble. The Frosty. Yes.
Can I have a malt?
So much good food.
Great movie with Michael Keaton.
What?
Frosty the Snowman.
A texter says, what about the McGriddle?
That's a good one.
Would that go in the fast food Hall of Fame?
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
You get to build your day around a McGriddle. That's a breakfast commitment. There's a lot going on. I love them.
All right.
By the way, speaking of breakfast, since LB mentioned a Michael actor, I'll reference Michael Douglas falling down.
Yes, Danielle. Yeah. Yes. All right. Where were we? 8:10 this morning. Opinions under the influence. Our producer Mark has gone out and encountered some who may have been overserved while watching last night's game. I believe he went to Southie, which is where, you know, Thursday fun day happens on a regular basis. So we'll hear that audio at about 8:10. And I believe that the topic of inadvertent D-picks that was discussed during Ask an Attorney the other day came up during Opinions Under the Influence. So we'll hear that audio from one who has perhaps been overserved at about 8:10 on today's show. First LB correction of the day, won't be the last, but John, what's going on?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
What's happening? Same to you, John.
So, LB, you just referred to that Michael Keaton movie. Fantastic movie. It wasn't Frosty the Snowman. It was actually Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Oh, you know what he meant.
You know what he meant.
Speaking of Jack,
yes.
Anything from Jack in the Box make it into the Fast Food Hall of Fame?
I haven't been to a Jack in the Box, but I'm sure there are legendary items.
They were way out in front when it came to the taco game.
Yeah, they were.
They were before everybody else when it came to that.
They do tacos?
Jack in the Box?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, I thought it was
that's
burgers.
The deal?
What?
Yeah.
You thought it was burgers?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
What?
Yes.
What? No.
They used to have the scariest drive-thru with a giant clown head.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. Well, they were on the Golden Mile over in Framingham Natick, where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
That was like one of the first fast food places that I ever was taken to by my parents.
Really?
And I've never looked back. I've continued to go to fast food restaurants ever since.
You haven't seen anything when you've looked down.
That's true.
I'm with Danielle. I've never been.
You've never been to Jack in the Box?
Hard to believe, right?
Fat ass
over here.
Well, you know, they were like one of the first, you know, other than McDonald's, which Ray Kroc, you know,
stole.
He basically pioneered the idea of stealing somebody else's concept. They were one of the first chains to attempt to go national. They came from California out to here, and they weren't necessarily embraced for a while in the way that you thought they might have been. So, all right. Coming up in just a moment. Reason number 4,328, why I don't want to get any older. What happens when you are in your mid-80s and forget how to get home?
Oh.
We'll get to that news story.
Where's LB? Where'd he go?
And also coming up, Mark Shue now knows how far he will have to drive to get his weed legally.
That's right.
So we will get to all of today's news coming up next. This is Paul on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hey, Paul, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Greg.
What's going on?
Quick Food Hall of Fame, KFC Double Down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you're just joining us, we were lamenting the fact at the start of the show that there is a baseball Hall of Fame and a hockey Hall of Fame and a rock and roll Hall of Fame, but there is no fast food Hall of Fame. And I would say that the Double Down absolutely belongs in there. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fast food is a sport.
In-N-Out Burger, legendary.
Well, yeah, the animal style or whatever, that should absolutely be a part of the fast food Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make it happen when I get some extra time. It's 6:23 and it's Friday and we got a very busy show happening this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on anytime, you could do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. Or if you prefer to text, you can text to the text line, which is 97107. And we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8. Of course, game one of the ALDS begins. So that's tonight. You might want to direct your Hill Mail voicemail message at the dreaded Evil Empire. Of course, the Yankees creating a controversy as soon as they arrived here in Boston because they crossed the picket lines in order to get into their hotel. Mm-hmm. There's a strike going on the Marriott hotels, and the union people are very upset that the Yankees crossed the picket line. They probably should have stayed over here at the Charles River Motel LB. That would have been a good place for the Yankees to stay.
Legit.
Yeah, that would have been a good spot.
Got the IHOP right next door.
Right.
They could have feasted.
Right.
That's been all carved up, ready to roll.
I know you have your normal suite on hold over there, and by suite I mean it's got a bathroom. Maybe you could have opened that up for the Yankees so they didn't have to cross the picket line and get everybody upset. But you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message on that game tonight at Fenway or on any other topic. I was planning on going tonight, but it's been a long week. And
yeah.
I went to the game last night, and I don't know. I might not make it. I might not make it to the two or three innings I was planning on going to at the Sox game tonight. I don't know.
Go have a vodka soda with John. Fire one down.
Just
in
one,
and out.
Yeah, I could.
Just waste a ticket.
Yeah, I could.
It's fine.
Get Monkey to wait outside with the car running.
Keep the car running. And go do what?
LB. Monkey doesn't wait outside. No. Monkey's in the park with
Greg.
That's
right.
Monkey is a giant baseball fan.
Yes.
Probably.
Huge.
Probably. He rivals Mr. Baseball.
Oh, he's
when it comes to his
more.
Love of the game of baseball, Johnny Egan. Yeah. Absolutely loves it. What is your call on this series?
They're going to get their ass kicked tonight. It's going to be like 12-3.
The Sox are going to get their ass kicked?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then they're going to make adjustments, and they're going to come back. It's going to be one of the most vicious series ever in baseball history.
What do you mean vicious?
It's going to go back and forth. There's going to be more animosity built. I mean, way more than 2004.
Really?
Think about it. The Yankees are coming in as a wild card, right?
Yeah.
Just like the Red Sox did in 2004.
Mm.
So I'm taking that into account. Mm. The stars are aligned right there.
Mm.
They're going to come in. The old rivalry seems to be bubbling up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aaron Judge is a douche.
That's right. I said that on the broadcast last night. I actually said he was a douche nozzle.
Oh, okay. Sorry, John.
And they beat me out on EEI, but I said I kept trying to squeeze it in.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Tim.
Oh,
you ever notice that guy Judge seems kind of like a douche nozzle? That's right. Can you believe it? He's a douche nozzle. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think the Sox have they are the favorites. They have to be. They're the best record in
the thing
baseball.
They've done consistently throughout this season is find a way to win. They've been down 5 runs, 7 runs, stuff like that. I think they're going to come out of here. It's going to be close, though. It's going to be vicious.
But a texter who is also obviously a baseball fan, a fan of America's, what used to be America's pastime, says that they can't believe you are saying that Chris Sale is going to give up 12 runs this evening.
I have a gut feeling.
That's a bit
and
of a...
Me,
his last two starts have been ugly.
Really?
Well, he's just coming back, and that's what I'm thinking. He's not... First of all, you know, Cora's playing the Stewardess here. Oh, the plane's not on fire. Everything's okay. No, the plane is on fire with Chris Sale. He's not ready to come back, and that's why they're going to lose big time.
Mm-hmm. What are the chances that we could ever get live dueling Joe Castiglione's?
Oh, my Lord.
IRL Joe and dejected Joe. Probably not going to happen, right?
I don't think he would do it. You know what? He's such a legendary broadcaster, and he's such a nice man. You know, he works for this company, and he's such a great guy.
We could get you a fancy sweater like Joe.
Yeah, well,
yours might be a schmedium.
I prefer the sweater vest, actually, Danielle. But yes, yeah,
yeah. The hard part about that is some people don't like the impressions.
No, they don't.
Some people take it personal.
Yeah, they do. They do. All right. It is 6:28, and coming up at 7,000 hauler, so that's a half an hour away. And then at 7:20, we will be joined in the studio by former New York City detective Kevin Gannon. He is one of the two former detectives who came up with the smiley face killer theory, which we have talked an awful lot about on this show. With experts and with non-experts, and Kevin will be in the studio. They're in the city. They're in town here doing a big documentary on the smiley face killer. So, and we'll actually be joined on the phone when Kevin is in here by the mother of a man who was named Will Hurley, who we talked an awful lot about on the show at the time that he passed away. He had gone missing from the Boston Garden.
Yes.
I believe it was during a Celtics game.
Yes.
And later, they later found his body in the Charles River. And his mother believes that he was a victim of the smiley face killer, I believe. And she will join us when we talk with Kevin at 7:20 this morning. So that's coming up. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. You can leave one of those right now. Before that, we're going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week and count down the sheer brilliance of our sports director at 7:50 this morning. But right now, the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. So, looks like we're going to be having a procedural vote today at 10:30 on whether to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court.
No comment. That's what I'm now saying.
Oh,
when anybody wants when anybody wants to talk about this, I'm just saying no comment.
Enough already.
I've taken enough abuse on the social media platforms over the last 36 hours to last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so vote. We got to vote today.
Vote today.
10:30? 10:30. Okay.
All right. Now, many senators, most of them Democratic, saying that the...
All of them Democratic. Are you saying that they're saying that the FBI investigation was a sham?
Yes.
Okay, yes. They're all Democrats that are saying that. Yes.
They're saying it was a sham, a horrific cover-up.
Oh,
many of them expressed...
A cover-up. So I explored this a little bit on Twitter last night. Notice
really?
I can't resist. Here I am. I'm back. They dragged me right back in.
My
it took
God.
30 seconds. I'm confused about the FBI because all I've heard for the last 2 years is that the FBI is out to get the president.
Yes.
And that they're trying to set the president up for prosecution. And the president says this himself. And yet, according to Ed Markey,
yes,
the FBI was willing to work on a cover-up with the president in order to not investigate these claims against Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes, Senator Markey said it's obviously a cover-up.
It's obviously a cover-up.
The Trump White House, working with the Republican leadership in the Senate, have deliberately circumscribed this investigation, according to CNN.
All right. Well, we shall see, I guess, when the vote happens.
Yes.
Can you bet on this?
I don't know what the lines are. I don't know what odds makers are saying. I'm sure you can.
Squares. Okay. Yes, like when it will happen. Something.
I like it.
Fantasy league. There's probably... Can you bet on whether Ed Markey will actually be present for the vote?
That's a good bet.
Yeah, I like that.
Odds are 8 billion to 1 that he'll actually be there. Where he's supposed to be because he's being paid by us for an actual vote.
Oh, it's still better than LB showing up at the barbecue fest.
Oh.
Hey, listen.
I thought you were my buddy.
He was
piling on.
He's got a bad back and bad hips.
Okay. And junk.
The guy's falling apart. All right. Well, that'll be interesting today. That's the drama of the day today. Yep. What else is in the news?
Well, speaking of votes... Massachusetts voters, you voted recreational marijuana into legalization way back in November of 2016. And now, finally, the Cannabis Control Commission has decided to allow the licenses for two retail recreational pot shops. They will be located in Leicester and Northampton.
Leicester and Northampton. All right. Well, you're going to make the drive out there, Shu, I guess.
Leicester, right next to Worcester. Thank God.
It's close to you.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to drive
around
far.
The corner. I'm ready. For the kid.
When do they open up?
Probably a few more weeks. They have to go through a few procedural steps before they get the thumbs up to begin retail operations.
I'm very excited. I'm going to be taking some time off coming up in the next couple of weeks to let you know.
So many
I'd
terps.
Like to take all my vacation.
Business plan. The forthcoming fast food Hall of Fame that we just discussed creating should be located right next to one of these marijuana shops.
Yes. Genius.
I believe that would pay off
in many
ways.
I think so. Now, speaking of pot, have you seen the Rhode Island gubernatorial candidate and her husband who were busted with a bunch of pot, specifically 48 pounds of it?
I did see that story. She is in the Green Party.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not. No, she's not, Danielle. But she's one of these third party candidates. She's in like the Compassionate Party or something.
Her and her husband run what's called the Healing Church.
The Healing Church,
which is a Christian sect that uses marijuana in religious services. Shoo, you might want to explore this as a religious option.
You know, I see the light.
We missed out, Shoo. Can you imagine the government grant to buy the pot to run the church?
Mm-hmm. Now, she's running for governor. Her husband is running for AG. Mm. So this is a big problem for both of them.
Well, you could still be attorney general if you've been busted with 48 pounds of pot in your house.
I don't see a problem with it, Greg.
I don't know what the big deal is there. Obscure reference, the guy who was running the church on the water in Ozark season one, who was dealing the heroin out of the church, out of the Bibles.
In the Bibles.
With the snails.
You get the blue one.
Yep. All right. What else is going on?
The head of the environmental police has been suspended without pay, and they're not revealing any further information. This is Colonel James McGinn, according to a spokesperson for the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, is currently suspended without pay pending the completion of an internal review of operational issues at the Mass Environmental Police. The spokesperson did not offer any further information. I'm kind of curious to know what's going on here.
There was a thing a couple years ago that the governor addressed where they were investigating again. With the overtime, there wasn't the legit overtime.
Right. Not working your shift.
I don't know if that, they were getting overtime to patrol like the pools and the beaches, which wasn't, I think it was not legitimate or they had some issues about it. So maybe that's, I don't know if that's what this is about or whatever, but.
Possible. Certainly possible.
This is the kind of story that the state releases this afternoon at about 5 or 6 when everybody's on their way home for the weekend.
That's right.
Yes.
And this is, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And What else is in the news this morning?
Reason number 2,875 why I don't want to get old. The elderly couple missing for 5 days in Tennessee. Tony and Dolores Amaral, they're in their mid-80s. They got lost and couldn't figure out how to get home, so they drove and drove and drove. They traveled between 3 states. They were found safe in Atlanta earlier this week, but they traveled hundreds of miles on the highways because the poor biddies just couldn't figure out how to get back to their home.
Yeah, oh, that's man. They were in their, what'd you say, 80s?
80s, yeah, so, mid-80s.
Yeah, you blackout.
And they could not remember how to get home. I think they found them by tracing their ATM use.
Yeah, their bank transactions.
Which, honestly, it's a positive that they know how to use the ATM.
Absolutely. I mean,
sometimes I have issues with things like that, and I'm only 50. I'm only 51. But
Lisa Ulrich is the daughter of the couple.
There's nothing diagnosed for them, but they're obviously getting confused. The car will go away, and we've got to try and figure out what kind of help they need.
That's the worst, when your family has to take your car away from you. I know that's coming someday. It's really
pedal bike.
It's depressing. It is depressing getting old. Yeah. Thank God they found them. But it was 5 days that they couldn't find their way back home.
They were going to Chattanooga, and then they went to Knoxville, but then wound up someplace else in Kentucky. And it poor things.
A texter wants to know if they ended up in Gardner. Somebody we know who gets lost sometimes. No, it was not. But I do. Is it an Ear Moth Friday?
Yeah.
I do have an obscure reference on this, I believe. Let me fire up the iPod. I'm a little slow this morning because of the Patriots game last night. Helicopter away. I don't have a helicopter, yet. But thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. But that's what that song is about.
I had no idea. I mean, I always knew the lyrics, but I never paid attention to them.
It's about the guy who wrote it. Read about an older couple that got lost for days when they were driving. Yeah. That's what that's
nailed it,
about.
Greg.
Nailed it.
Like how closing time is about childbirth.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah. I have an advanced knowledge when it comes to well-crafted pop songs. Yeah. I mean, that's really all I know. Just ask the people on Twitter. All right. It is 6:41, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by Echo Store Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Coming up in 20 minutes, the first $1,000 hauler of the day. I will give you a code word, and you can text it in to win $1,000 cash. We are just about 10 minutes away from the first $1,000 hauler of the day, and then you will get a $1,000 hauler at the top of every single hour after that, up until 7 tonight. So you got 12 chances today to start the weekend off in a positive way by winning $1,000 cash.
And
it's going to be a pretty nice day today. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the mid-50s. A chilly night at the old ballpark tonight, but I don't think that favors either team. They're both East Coast teams, Sox and Yankees. So
it's going to be awesome.
No advantage when it comes to the weather.
No.
Yeah.
They play in the snow in April.
Right. So LB will have more on that. I hope during the sports, which is coming up in just a little bit. And then at 7:20 this morning, we will be joined in the studio by Kevin Gannon and Anthony Duarte. And they are the former detectives who came up with the smiley face killer theory, which we have talked about on this show a lot. And they are here in Boston because they hope to be able to meet with the Boston Police Department in order to take a look at multiple homicides, multiple bodies that have been found here that they believe are homicides and that they believe were done by the smiley face killer. And so they're here in Boston trying to get a meeting with the Boston Police Department. Yeah. And the theory is, we've discussed it countless times because obviously I am obsessed with true crime things. So they will tell you all about it, and we will actually be joined when they are here by the mother of a young man who believes that her son was a victim of the smiley face killer. So that is happening at 7:20 on today's show. And at 7:50 this morning, it is LB's greatest moments of the week.
Yeah.
We'll go over the highlights of Lindy's week with us.
He's a moron.
He believes that in his mind, he was here for 2 days, but he was actually here physically for 5 days. So we'll get LB's greatest moments of the week at about 7:50. And at 8:10 after Hill Mail, we will get to opinions under the influence, and we'll hear from some of you who were excessively celebrating the Patriots win last night with adult beverages. So opinions under the influence happening at about 8:10 or 8:15 this morning. In the office this morning, Danielle, you were telling me that there is some sort of new thing that men need to be aware of when it comes to what women are looking for in a relationship.
Yes. Okay. I read about this last night, big write up about it online. Are you at all familiar with the term emotional labor?
Emotional rescue by the Rolling Stones?
No.
Okay.
But nice try.
Emotional labor.
Emotional labor.
Is that when a guy is going through the birth of a baby emotionally when his wife is?
No, that's sympathy pregnancy.
Okay, that's sympathy. Okay.
So emotional labor is about taking the lead on things. For instance, we don't want you to necessarily help with the chores. We want you to look into things. So for instance, there was a whole big thing. The New York Post did a piece on this. There was a whole big thing about this woman who, this guy wrote a piece about his wife being a nag, and she had asked him to find a house cleaner. So in his simple male mind, he's like, you know what, I'm just gonna clean the house myself. So she came home and she burst into tears, and he's like, what happened? I cleaned the house. She's like, I didn't want you to clean the house. I wanted you to go online, research a house cleaner, hire a house cleaner, and schedule a house cleaner. Because the women have to keep track of schedules. We got to look into all that crap. Yeah. And it gets a little bit mentally exhausting.
You love wasting our money.
Let me finish.
Somebody's persnickety today.
It's like when, did you see the movie The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
When she said, I want you to want to do the dishes.
Yeah. You don't have to do
like
them.
That.
You just have to
I shouldn't have to ask you to help me do the dishes. You should want to help me and volunteer to do the dishes.
So it's
more of like the mental backup, you know?
It's so complicated.
We try to tell you about it constantly.
It's so complicated to try to sort through these things. Mm-hmm. Emotional labor? What about physical labor? That's what the guy is out doing all day out in the hot sun.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated, Greg. Maybe if she said to begin with, I want you to go online and find a house cleaner instead of saying, I want the house cleaned up.
No, she said, I want you to hire a house cleaner.
No, you have
she
to do this.
That.
You say it's the simple male mind. You have to state it. You have to give very specific directions.
Okay. Let me get this straight.
And then, let me finish.
Sir.
Another thing is, who really wants to do the dishes? Does anybody really enjoy vacuuming or washing the windows or anything like that? Nobody's ever going to want to do that, including women.
I drive Annie crazy because I don't put the dishes in the dishwasher.
We have a dishwasher.
It takes 2 seconds. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So it's emotional labor, meaning they just want you to be invested mentally in some tasks.
Yeah.
And wanting to do the task, but not actually wanting to do the task, or actually doing the task.
Yeah, like if I have to tell you that finding a cleaner involves going online, reading reviews, calling one, and scheduling one, mm-hmm. that's insane. Given
Why?
How much time and effort and thought you guys put into sports, fantasy sports, online things. I bet you could name 10 porn stars and 6 movies they've done a piece, but you can't figure out that you need to go online and read a couple reviews.
Can I just equate it to this? How hard is it to just take your hand and put the toilet seat down? It takes less than 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And so you could take a few more seconds and just be very specific in your request, and we'll do it for you because we love you. Just let us know. Don't leave us guessing.
Here's a text that says, so if he was emotionally involved in cleaning the house, then it's better than actually physically getting somebody to come and clean the house.
Right? No.
And yes, in her warped female brain, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Swiffer.
Can't win.
That's why they make the Swiffer.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, this is from Rob in Florida, and it says, I don't want you to actually mow the lawn, honey. I just want you to emotionally want to mow the lawn,
right.
Honey.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
Right.
This is the warped female brain. We're experiencing the warped female brain right now, right in front of us.
I shouldn't have to ask you to mow the lawn. You can see that the grass is tall. I want you and your brain to realize, you know what? I should mow the lawn.
Well, then what do you want? Do you want us to sit there, not do it, but sit there and go, I wish I could mow the lawn.
No.
Oh, that would just be so great for my soul right now.
All right, this is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What's going on, Mike?
Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Same.
What's up, kid?
Same.
So I just put the radio on, getting my truck right after I had one of these little discussions with my darling wife. So last night, I get says, oh, the dog's got a whole package of tortilla off the countertop. Oh, okay. So this morning, I'm making my breakfast, and the dog does it again. Got something off the countertop. I don't know how, but I told my wife, don't give the dog any breakfast. She just ate. And she goes, get your S together. So apparently I'm not meeting her halfway with the emotional labor.
Why is that your fault? It's the dog's fault.
Yeah, dog's a counter surfer.
Why is that?
The warp female brain, guys. Warp female brain. I don't know.
All right. I'll tell you who is working hard when it comes to physical labor, and they're looking for a rando ding on a rando ding Friday, and that is Local 4 Bond Brothers. They are working over at MIT.
Love it.
So rando ding
taking
for
care
those
of
guys.
Taking care of the smart people.
Yes. All right. It is 7 o'clock, and this is WAAF FM and HD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.